Morning, everybody. We're going to get this meeting started. As a reminder, please silence your mobile devices. All right. Today is May 20th, 2025. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's 10:01 a.m. Item number two is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On item number four is public comment. Public comment is welcome to the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment is again welcomed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. As a reminder, public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual. With that said, is there any public comment in the courtroom today? Not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number five, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for May 20th, 2025 meeting. County Manager, are there any changes to today's agenda?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. We would like to remove item number 12, that is JUB Engineering for flood control, and we'll revisit it at a later time.
Noted, thank you. All right, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good, thanks.
Is there any public comment regarding the agenda and the items on the agenda? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted removal of item number 12.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, which is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about the consent agenda?
None, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good, thank you.
All right, how about public comment on the consent agenda? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number seven, this discussion, no action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports, and we're going to kick things off at the Sheriff's Office today. Thank you, Sheriff. Up next, the Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lockhart for the record. Just a couple of quick updates. We're getting ready to close out an RFQ that we have put out right now to assist us in developing the updated Community Wildfire Protection Plan. We hope to award that to a company to come in and assist us and just evaluate the county and help us focus our future fuels mitigation projects. But we'll work closely with the county EAM on that, and I'm pretty excited to get this updated. Next, we did pick up the training tower that this board authorized purchase this morning, so we do have possession of it. That's going to be a great training aid for our staff. If any of you would like to come down, dress in full bunker gear, grab some air packs, some hose packs, and hike to the top, we'll encourage it. And lastly, we are working with the State Fire Marshal's Office on our interlocal. And under that interlocal is what gives us the ability to inspect buildings on both the fire and the building side. So we're getting that draft put together, but I just want to continually remind people those changes are coming. So we're just trying to work with the fire marshals to get whatever power we can keep to ourselves. But when they set the rules, we must obey by those rules. So we'll also be working with the county and hopefully getting some good outreach going to let people know what those changes look like. But so far they're fairly positive, but it is a new code set, so there is change. And I'll take any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, questions, comments?
None, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman.
I'm good, thank you.
All right, appreciate the update. Moving right along to Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator, reporting for Director Wiersbicki. He wants to report that we had several late nights last week due to multiple water issues in Virginia City and over in Silver City. It was a Lyon County Roads project in Silver City. It hit and broke two water lines Two different locations on two different days, leading to a community-wide boil water notification that was rescinded this past weekend when we received verbal confirmation from the lab that the samples were negative for contaminants. On that same note, he wants to relate that with the consistent back-to-back water emergencies, it was a good test for our emergency response and our ability to power through the trials, tribulations, and tests with the long days and different types and sizes of breaks. Different conditions. My crew did an amazing job, and I couldn't be any happier with their resilience. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions back to Director Wiersbicki.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, any questions, comments?
None, thank you.
Sherman?
No, just please extend our thanks for them taking care of that.
Yes, sir.
Agreed. Same. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Moving right along to operations and projects. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike North in Operations Projects. A few things to update the board on today. Number one, Lockwood Senior Center. We're at about 70% completion on that project. We're working on interior finishes, the walk-in cooler and freezer, and landscaping. Snapshot of the project right now is total budget slip as of right now stands at about 3.4%, and total schedule slip is at 0%, and we're on track for substantial completion in September. Item two, the TRI restroom remodel. Bid documents are being completed. We have a proposed bid schedule as of now, publication on May 29, mandatory job lock on June 10, and bid opening on June 26. And of course, bid results presented to the board at, we think, the July 15 meeting. Item three, the traffic signal at Electrica Milan. Sealed bids for the construction of that signal system were received on May 8th, and I have an agenda item upcoming to present to the board. Mark Twain Vehicle Storage Building. Plans are being completed. We're coming up on the 100% set deadline. And we'll be putting together a bid schedule for that one here soon. Station 71 RFQ is in committee review. We're going to be scheduling some video conference follow-up questions with the shortlisted companies for the next couple of weeks. Item six, staff had a good meeting with Dowell regarding a fairgrounds project with respect to the really, really long lead time items and the BABA requirements and how those impact the work and coordination with NV Energy and so forth. Ms. Sturtz and I will be meeting with USDA this week to discuss this from the grantor's perspective and hopefully be able to move forward with that bid. And the current work item for this week I'm trying to get out is the water tank maintenance contract and get that completed into legal review. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions, sirs.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Mike?
None, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Vice Chairman.
No, thanks.
Appreciate the update, Mike.
Thank you, sirs.
Moving right along to business development.
Good morning. Laura Mather for the record. I'm currently working with WSP, who is a consulting firm contracted by the Regional Transportation Commission and the Nevada Department of Transportation to support a preliminary passenger rail feasibility study. The purpose of this phase is to explore the viability of establishing passenger rail service between Reno Sparks and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. This initial study phase is strictly focused on the technical and logistical feasibility of such a service. It does not include cost analysis, funding strategies, or identification of financial stakeholders at this time. As part of this phase of the study, I'm providing WSP information and background on the Tri-Center, as well as connecting them with employers at the Tri-Center, prioritizing by number of employees. The intent is to gather data on workforce size, shift schedules, and community partners, all critical factors in evaluating the potential demand and operational feasibility of passenger rail service from Reno Sparks to the Tri-Center. Sticking with the Tri-Center, last week we had the Antos agency spend an entire day out in the industrial center taking photographs and drone footage. Thank you to Joe Starnes, who arranged with two of the contractors out there for the Antos film crew and photographers to be on site while they're at these construction sites while they're working. They caught some amazing photographs and video drone footage of the tilt-up walls being installed. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the final results. I've seen some of the photographs. They're really cool of everything that's going on, the heavy equipment moving around, the buildings that are going up. So we can use those photographs for marketing for our website, for any future commercials, or any of those types of needs. So I'm looking forward to that. And that is the end of my report.
Great. Thank you for that update, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, any questions, comments?
I love the idea of the commuter rail. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll keep, as the consultant goes through this process, I'll keep everybody posted.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman?
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate the update.
Thank you.
How about our planning department?
Nothing today, thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Admin officer?
Good morning. Lisa Misself for the record. Just have a few updates. We have the swing set out at the Virginia City Highlands Park. Should be ready to use this weekend. They've got the swing set out there. The mulch has been added and the border's out there, so they're just waiting for it to finish settling up. Our public relations officer, who is not here today, her and I have been working diligently on our website to get updates on it. We have our calendar is now up and running. We're adding lots of events to it, so we encourage everybody to sign up and see what's going on. We're also adding news to it too as we find something that should be published out there for those people who don't necessarily use the social media. One of the things that we did post on there was the information on the evacuation drill that's going to be taking place in June at the Highlands. And we also created a flyer and sent it out to the residents in the Highlands and the surrounding areas, so they should be getting that today or tomorrow, I would expect. And that's all the updates I have for today.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Lisa?
None, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
All right, appreciate it.
How about emergency management?
Good morning, Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management for the record. Just two quick things, the reminder on the Virginia City Highlands evacuation exercise, that's 3 weeks away. Saturday, June 14th, and a huge thank you to Julia and Lisa for all the help with the media pushes and the flyers, and that was a lot of envelopes they stuffed for us. And then finally, this Thursday, the 22nd, at 1 p.m. over at the Senior Center, EM is teaching the Stop the Bleed class. That's free to the public. It'll take about an hour, and you just have to sign up online, and that is all I have.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Ms. Sherman?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you again, Adam. About the BCTC?
Good morning, Commissioners. Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism, for the record. Just want to say a great thank you for all of the departments that helped out for the chili cook-off. Craft Brew Tour and Great Fire Chili Pepper Eating Contest that was held this last weekend. We had a wonderful turnout. We did have record number of signups. We'd never had that many people sign up prior to the event before, but because of the weather on Saturday, we did see a little slower turnout, but Sunday was a very powerful day for its experience. Coming up on this Wednesday is on the 21st, Plein Air Painters, that a convention that's being held down in Reno. They will be coming up to paint the area and spend a couple hours to do some open air painting. There will be four motor coaches plus a large minibus bringing this up, so we anticipate close to 300 people to be here on the streets between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday. On Saturday, the 24th of May, is the Memorial Celebration of Heroes Parade. Once again, that will be on Saturday, not on Monday, Memorial Day. It will be on the Saturday. C Street will be closed from 11:30 to 12:30 in order for the parade itself. It will start at noon. There will be an 11 o'clock check-in at Piper's Opera House. And then they will be lining up along C Street on the east side between 4th Ward School and the Flowery. Excuse me, let me back up. I did say 4th Ward School. For check-in, not Piper's Opera House, will be 4th Ward School for the check-in. There's also a Tipsy History on D Street, which will be on that weekend, the 24th through the 26th. And on the 31st, that's a Saturday, is the Reno Tahoe and Comstock Odyssey Relay. That is where they get into town quite early in the morning. C Street will be closed from Taylor to Union from 5 a.m. to about 9 a.m. as the runners come through. Please be particularly aware of those runners in the early morning hours when it's quite dark, both on 341 and coming down the Geiger grade as they pass through that relay. The other is Street Vibration Spring Rally. That will be on June 6th through the 8th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will anticipate some motorcycle parking segments set up on C Street itself. And also that same weekend, Mackey Mansion will have its Oddities show. It's the second annual that will be there. So quite a number of things coming up and a lot of activities. That's my report. Open for any questions.
Thanks, Todd. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Todd?
None, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
How about the Comptroller's Office?
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. I just wanted to share with everyone that we had representatives from HR, Clerk Treasurer's Office, and Comptroller's Office attend the Tyler Conference in San Antonio last week. We all took classes ranging from personal management, cashiering, bank rec, finance, and payroll. I think it was beneficial all the way around. We all feel like we learned a lot. Their classes seem to revolve more around new products and updated products, which the updated portion is very beneficial. I found that the roundtable classes were extremely beneficial to all of us. That's where representatives from all different counties and cities send in their issues and problems, and everyone just kind of sits around and talks about how they have solved that problem, or, wow, I'm not the only one that has that problem. So those are extremely beneficial. As well, several of us scheduled one-on-one time with Tyler representatives so that we can either solve problems or learn programs more in depth that we have. As well, they had several speakers that all of their speeches revolved around creating a balance between work and home life, reducing stress, how to create more happiness and calm in your life. So I think this was a very well-rounded conference for all of us. They also had a customer appreciation night that was fiestas and cowboys and roaring 20s. So let your mind wrap around that one for a little bit. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman?
No, thank you.
Okay. Vice Chairman? Awesome.
Thank you.
How about Health and Community Services?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. Recorder's Office?
Nothing today, thank you.
Okay. Human Resources?
Good morning, Commissioners. Brandy Lopez for the record. I just wanted to say thank you to all who helped with our Public Service Week activities last week, especially the restaurants in town that donated to our employee barbecue. I feel like everything turned out well, and I'm super excited about the feedback that we're getting.
That's it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Brandy?
No, thank you.
Mr. Chairman? Thank you, Brandy. I know you didn't get to be there, but it was a great event. Next year. Community development. All right. How about the DA's office? Mute, Brian.
Nothing this morning.
Thank you. County manager's office.
Good morning, Austin Osborne for the record. So I'll let you know on the June 17 County Commission meeting will be held at an alternative location to provide this room for court. We'll be at the high school, Virginia City High School training room. If anybody in the public wants to attend, you access that area from outside the building on the southeast corner of the building. The school will be out during that time, so the building will be, there'll be staff there, but no students at that point. Kind of tying into what Mr. Northern talked about with the water situation, four separate times I was in the middle of a presentation either to the legislature or to official forums while a water break was happening at the same time I was talking about infrastructure needs of Story County. So, of course, last week I was at the Nevada County Managers Association. I had some real great discussion, and during my conversation with the other counties in Nevada about infrastructure and what Story County's needs are and how it all works, I got the text about the water line break and was able to share that with a group that, once again, this is an example of what we deal with on a, you know, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly basis. So I just wanted to share that with you, and thank you.
Thanks, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Austin?
Thank you, Austin.
Ms. Sherman, appreciate the update. Glad we could time those water breaks for you.
Impact.
Right?
Impact.
Clerk Treasurer's Office.
Thank you, Commissioners. Jim Hindle, Clerk and Treasurer. Just three things to update you on. First, we are looking at moving one of our investment accounts to a new investment advisor. We are currently have money with Wells Fargo Investment Advisors. It has been returning in a very good manner, but our support and service is something that we're looking to improve and to be more active in working with them, and Wells Fargo just isn't meeting our needs there. We have been talking with Stiefel Investments, Meter Capital Management, and Buckhead, and so in the future, I will probably be coming to you with a proposal just so you know what we're gonna do and to get your ratification of that. The other thing I wanna make you aware of, I talked about this briefly a little while ago, but because of the President's executive order on elections, we have to replace our VVPAT, which is the scrolling paper record that is connected to our voting machines. With that, we were looking to do it in the next fiscal year, but because of supply demand imports, we have been informed by Dominion that we need to get those to us prior to the close of this fiscal year. So I'm working with the comptroller to work that, and we'll be coming with a proposal for you on that with costs and timing. And then last but not least, as we will see this week, we have hearings in the courtroom this Thursday and Friday. We know that those are increasing, and just want to make everybody aware, I know there will be more information coming out with the call to meeting, but on June 17th, which is a normal commissioner day, we will not be meeting in the courtroom because of scheduled court sessions, and so we will be moving to another location, and we're working on those arrangements. But we will not have YouTube streaming for that meeting. So if people want to provide input, they need to either be in person or provide that in writing ahead of the meeting.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Jim?
None, thank you.
Ms. Sherman? All right, appreciate the update, Jim. Are there any departments or nonprofits that would like to give an update that I didn't call on? Great. Thank you for those updates, everyone. Moving right along to item number 8 is board comment. Start off to my left. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today?
None, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman?
I don't have anything.
Neither do I. That'll bring us right up to item number 9, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign a contract agreement addendum between Story County and the Porter Group. This contract is for a 2-year period beginning July 1st, 2025 for the annual amount of $144,000. Laura Mather.
Thank you, Laura Mather, for the record. This addendum renews the contract between Story County and the Porter Group for an additional 2 years with an annual increase of $24,000. The Porter Group has been instrumental in assisting and guiding Story County in receiving $9,815,000 in federal community project funding for the federal fiscal years of 23 and 24. As we've discussed in prior meetings, the 25 kind of was just skipped over with the transition of the current president. And with their help, we just applied for between $12 and $16 million worth of funding. As some requests, we had to give a range of funding that we were requested for. And just a reminder, we applied for that. Doesn't mean we get it. And this also does not include the $10 million for Story County-led siphon project that was included in the 2024 Water Resource Development Act that is still pending how that funding will come down through the entities that receive funding. In addition, during the first weeks of President Trump taking office, the Porter Group team kept us apprised of all the changes that were taking place. They dispelled incorrect information. They provided us a concise overview of what was actually happening. It was literally almost in real time that they were in communication with us to help us understand the changes that were taking place, particularly with the federal funding that's so important to the county. Congressman Porter, Chris Porter, and their entire team have been invaluable mentors to me as I step into this political world. With their guidance, I have a much better understanding and more realistic understanding of how things work at the federal level. I have developed relationships with key political leaders and their staff, which I believe keeps us visible and in their continued awareness. So basically, thanks to them and how they have mentored me and now Sarah as part of the team, Story County, our name is known, and they know us when we walk into a room of 200 people. They know who we are, what our needs are, what we represent, and that's all thank you to the Porter Group and their guidance and help with Story County. And that's the end of my report, and I believe they are on if they want to make a comment as well.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Chairman. We appreciate the kind words, but I want to reiterate the successes of Story County have been because of yourself, your members, of course, of the commission, and your staff. Laura is very kind in her support of what we've been able to accomplish, but I want to reiterate we have the opportunity to work with local communities around the country. And the support that your team has, Austin, to you and your team, it's been phenomenal. So we're proud of what we've been able to accomplish together, but it really is the solid support and knowledge of Laura and Sarah. And of course, thank you, Austin, for helping to train us as well. But again, we're honored to be a part of your family. We are proud to be able to say that not only do we represent the community, but it's very personal to us as your friends, and we are in the bands, at least we're close, with Donald on the wall. But again, we miss you guys. Please come back and again, kudos, Austin, to you, Laura, and Sarah for all your efforts. And Chairman, thank you for being here. And Commissioner Clay, Commissioner Gilman, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Can I just echo what? What my mother was saying is that it's been an absolute pleasure and honor to work with the county, and the phenomenal work your team does makes it so much easier for the work that we do on the Hill, especially with all the unknowns and everything going on back here. So again, kudos, and we look forward to continuing this wonderful relationship that we have.
And my legs, I appreciate Chris for doing my hire people better than myself and hang around with people better than myself. Chris is one of those doing a phenomenal job, so I'm proud of my son Chris. But I want to thank him for letting me sit in his office today for this meeting. So thank you all very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything?
Just in my opinion, there's nobody better than the Porter Group to work with. So thank you, Porter Group, for being there for Story County.
Agreed. Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I've been very pleased with the work that they've done for us and happy to continue.
Absolutely. I share the sentiments of my fellow commissioners. Appreciate everything you guys have done for us and continue to do for us. So looking forward to another successful 2 years, and we'll catch up with you when you guys are back in Story County. Is there any public comment? Sorry, go ahead. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the county manager to sign a contract agreement addendum between Story County and the Porter Group for the period of 2 years, beginning July 1st, 2025, at the annual amount of $144,000.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Chris and John. Appreciate both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
All right, moving on to item number 10, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for a letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development supporting the continuation of Northern Nevada Development Authority being one of the county's official economic development authorities. Laura?
Thank you. Laura Mather for the record. Story County currently receives economic development services, including prospective business lead generation, site selection assistance, due diligence support, and workforce development through its two officially designated Nevada Regional Development Authorities, the Northern Nevada Development Authority, NNDA, and the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, EDON. Both the RDAs hold formal jurisdiction to provide these services to Story County. In particular to NNDA, it's been a pleasure working with the NNDA team. Jeff, Tatiana, and Hayden have been great partners, supportive, knowledgeable, and always willing to collaborate to move our goals forward. I truly value the work we've done together, and I am looking forward to continuing that momentum.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I agree with Laura. NNDA is great to work with.
Mr. Sherman?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve and sign the enclosed letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development supporting the continuation of the Northern Nevada Development Authority, or NNDA, being one of the county's official economic development authorities.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you,
Laura. Moving on to item number 11, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval to hear and consider this agenda item at a new location, that being the Virginia City High School, 95 R Street, Virginia City, Nevada. This item was continued at the May 6, 2025 board meeting to be heard on June 17, 2025. Road abandonment file 2025-015, request by the applicant to abandon a portion of G, H, and Sutton Street right-of-ways located between Mill and Sutton Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. The right-of-ways will be abandoned, abandoned. The right-of-way to be abandoned will be consolidated into the adjacent parcels of land owned by the applicant, and easements will be reserved for utilities. The right-of-way to be abandoned are adjacent to APN number 001-154-03, 001-158-01, and 001-192-01 in Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. Kathy.
Thank you. So this is just on the agenda as an abundance of caution. This request for an abandonment was heard at our May 1st Planning Commission meeting, and they continued that item to their June 5th Planning Commission meeting. At our last board meeting, this was on the agenda, and because the Planning Commission hadn't taken any kind of recommendation yet, we continued this, but it was referenced to be continued here at the courthouse. So this is just clarifying that this item will still be continued to the June 17th meeting, but the meeting itself will be held at the high school instead of the courtroom.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No. Thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue this item to the June 17th, 2025 Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting to be held at the Virginia City High School located at 95 R Street, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. On to item number 13, this is discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of the Story County 25 through 26 final budget for the submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we have had some changes in the budget, so I have some upgraded pages. There are copies in the back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Before submitting the final budget that's in your packet, I had some conversations with taxation, and there were some changes in the projected ad valorem. Then after this was submitted, I had further conversations with taxation. And after moving some of the apportionment around, we finally, the budget in front of you has a higher apportionment in the general fund. We were able to move that around and finally settled on allocating 1.2 to the general fund, 0.3% to the roads and capital, and 0.2 to equipment acquisition. So that's what those pages reflect there. With that change, the general fund went from approved tentative 24 million to a final, with your pages there, ad valorem of 34 million. This allowed us to also increase transfers out to water and sewer from 2 million to 3 million to each of those prospective funds. With all of these changes, this leaves the general fund with a very comfortable ending fund balance of approximately $14 million. This reflects 36% of our projected expenses for FY26. The goal is to never go below 16, and we consider a conservative comfortable at 25. So each year we're getting closer. This has definitely been a learning curve budget year for us. The road ad valorem went from approved 4 million in the tentative budget to 9.9 million in the extra pages that I gave you. It's also from the submitted budget a decrease. This decrease represents ending fund balance going from approximately 9 million to 4.5 million. Capital projects, their ad valorem went from 3.1 in the approved tentative budget to 9.9. However, this is giving us a comfortable ending fund balance for future projects at $12 million. And equipment acquisition went from 3.1 in the approved tentative budget to 6.6 million, leaving them with an ending fund balance of $4.5 million. With that, I was going to do this last meeting, but we had a lot going on at the last meeting, so hopefully I don't push the wrong buttons. I prepared some graphs to help you better understand how and why we came to some of the changes that we have come to with the different apportionment for ad valorem and interest. This graph gives you an overall picture of the general fund revenues, expenses, and transfers. As you can see in FY22 through 25, revenue and expenses and transfers all increased at relatively the same rate. Ad valorem has always and consistently rises, but remains our most consistent source of revenue, with licensing and permits being fairly stable as well. In FY26, you can see how the transfers, which is the bottom orange line, the dotted orange line, significantly decreased. That's because we are not apportioning that large chunk of ad valorem into the general fund and then moving it out to roads, capital projects, equipment acquisition. So what that's doing is bringing our expenses and our revenues closer together in the general fund, which is what we would rather see, so that the money is going where we need it right off the bat, rather than creating extra work or extra processes that can be interpreted as we didn't know what we were doing. This graph is strictly our revenues for the general fund. This picture shows us a comparison between FY22 and FY26. Looking at this graph, it is again very clear that property tax is our main source of revenue. FY26 does reflect a slight decrease, and this is because of those apportionment changes. However, you can see that the ratios of the revenue remain fairly consistent year to year. And this is the general fund expense comparison. This graph gives us an overall picture of the county's general expenses within functions. These are our general government function, judicial, public safety, and health and community services. What I think is very important about this graph is that it depicts that while our expenses have increased throughout the years, the spending priorities have stayed fairly steady across our local government. So as you can see here, that general government and public safety remain the highest year after year, and that's where the majority of the money is spent, because that's the majority of the work that we do. In the taxation sheets that you see, taxation breaks our expenses into four categories: salaries, benefits, service and supplies, and capital. So this graph illustrates the changes with the general fund expenses by objects. If we're going to consider the logical reason for the increases between the years as inflationary, it's also important to note that FY22 has been labeled as the tail end of COVID. FY23 is consistently characterized as the recovery period. So those years we expect to see low coming out of that time. Sorry, I lost my place. This contrasts with FY25, which shows substantial increases in most expenditure areas. Some might say that this is returning to business as usual. Other people feel that it is catching up on spending. I think for Story County, this is just, we got to a comfortable place where we were able to renew our investments in our community, and we felt comfortable moving forward and matching the needs of our communities. In salaries and wages, the increases are due to negotiated COLAs, merit increases, a very generous two-step increase in FY24 from our commissioners, an increase in general fund employees of approximately 80%. This represents full-time, part-time, and seasonal. So actually bodies, not full-time equivalent. Also, in this, the increases in this category is directly related to increases in benefits. However, if we dig deeper into benefits, we can see that the county opted to change the benefit from a 70-30 split with our employees to 100% paid insurance in FY23, with the full expense being depicted in FY24. Along with this full 100% expense of insurance, the county also had one of the highest PERS increases up until this year of 4%. For regular employees, and 7% increase for police fire. In FY26, we also had a large PERS increase, which was 3.25% for regular employees and 8.75% for police fire. Also in FY26, we see a large spike in benefits. This is due to the county commission opting to purchase a very high level and package of insurance for our employees. Service and supplies increase are again related to post-COVID. We see past FY24, trainings and travel became a thing again. Zoom meetings and Zoom conferences were no longer the norm. We had more investments in technology infrastructure, and we had greater operational costs due to supporting our local workforce and, of course, that I word inflation. Capital outlay within departments is relatively low across the years. This category is when a department requests a specific item that is just for their office. This could be anything from a large printer or, in the service shop, a car lift. Capital outlay. So that's why that capital outlay is so low. The majority of things that are used countywide are reflected in equipment acquisition or capital projects. And finally, this is just a snapshot of the budget that's in front of you. It does reflect that we are staying status quo with public safety and general government as still the highest. I then broke out further that our other 1% is our health and welfare, as well as culture and recreation, which are both 1% or lower. So with that, my little show for Story County is over, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer at this time?
None, thank you.
Ms. Sherman?
I do.
Appreciate it. No questions.
Thank you.
There's no motion on this, right?
Yes. You need to approve the budget with the changes and direct me to send it off to taxation.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding item number 13? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prefer to make a motion?
Yeah. And Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County 2025-2026 final budget as presented and direct the Story County Comptroller to submit this budget to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 14, which is to recess to convene the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 15, which is discussion for possible action, review and possible approval of the Story County Fire District 25-26 final budget for submission in the Nevada Department of Taxation. Comptroller.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Fire District Comptroller, for the record. There are no additional pages for this budget, although the final budget as presented does include an ad valorem apportionment change. The general fund will receive 0.4946, it went from 0.4946 to 0.3446, in which their capital projects fund went from 0.05 to 0.2%. This budget also does include the changes from the approved CBA modifications from last meeting. And with that, unless you have any questions on the presented taxation budget, this is the fun part for the fire district. This graph gives an overall picture of the fire general fund. We can see that the revenues and expenses are increasing at relatively the same rate. Transfers, on the other hand, have significantly increased because of the way that Chief Lunkar has budgeted. He's been able to create a greater ending fund balance and then has chosen to move that into his capital projects for several large items that we've talked about in the past, waiting to purchase equipment, fire trucks, and two new fire stations that are on the horizon. However, with the apportionment changes that we have made, we hope to see that those transfers will go down, as well as the revenues and expenses starting to match. This is a snapshot of the fire district's revenue only. This graph clearly indicates that property tax is the fire district's primary source of revenue, while other revenue sources fluctuate over the years. Notably, in FY23, we saw a significant change as the fire district took responsibility back for the fire building and permit inspections. Furthermore, there have been substantial increases projected between FY25 and FY26. These are attributed to FY25 actual revenues significantly exceeding initial budget estimates. And this is a slide representing those taxation objects where we divide the expenses into four categories: salary, benefits, service and supplies, and capital outlay. It's important to note that the fire district encountered the same COVID situation in FY22 and FY23. Therefore, FY25 is a sharp contrast, which represents increases in all four categories due to a catch-up degree of spending and, again, those trainings and travels that people are now attending, as well as renewed investments in our communities that we can see in the equipment that we have purchased, new trucks, and outfitting his stations. In salaries and wages, the increases are again due to negotiated COLAs, merit increases, and budgeting for 6 SAFER grant employees, while also moving the wildland grant employees into the general fund. These increases, again, are directly related to the benefits section. In FY24, the fire district also saw a significant PERS increase of 4.2% for regular employees and 7% for police fire. We see this again in FY26 where the increase for regular employees is 3.25 and the increase for police fire is 8.75. Their capital outlay works slightly different because they are their own funds, their own department. So Chief Longcar purchased his largest capital projects out of capital projects fund, while smaller things that are needed at various stations come out of the general fund. Then this is a snapshot of actuals for FY22 and the budget for FY26. I am just showing you this as a way to see that even though our actuals don't always meet our budget and things have changed over the past 4 years, that the percentages and the places where the money is spent has held consistent and our priorities have remained the same. And that's all I have, unless you have questions for me or Chief Longcar is up here.
Thank you. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell, anything?
Good.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Fire District 2025-2026 final budget. And instruct the comptroller to submit this budget to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item number 16 is to recess, convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 17, which is discussion for possible action, review and possible approval of the Story County Water and Sewer 25-26 final budget for submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Good morning again, Jennifer McCain, for the record. In the pages that I handed out to you earlier, there are changes in the water and sewer budgets. It's also important to note that the actual water and budget is in the Story County main budget, and the sewer is in its own budget. However, the only change in this budget at this time is increasing that transfer from $2 million to $3 million in each fund, respectively. This will leave the water with a projected ending net position of approximately $2.8 million, and the sewer fund with a projected change in net position of $6 million. This will allow these funds to have the money available, as we discussed at the last meeting, to be able to work on some of those smaller capital improvement upgrades that each of the systems so desperately needs. And the changes and trends with the water and sewer budgets. This is the revenue to expense. You can see a large spike in FY22 for both funds. This was the tail end of very large projects that we had bonds for several years ago. So the revenue and the expenses both increased. And then we dropped down into FY22 onward. And we work very hard to make sure that these two budgets, their revenues from their ratepayers support their operating expenses. So that's why those years are extremely close. Then this is a reflection of the revenues, and you can see that consistently the main source of revenue for these funds are the charges for service, which is the revenues that we receive from the people that receive water and sewer services within Virginia City and Gold Hill and parts of Silver City. You do see a large spike in the sewer. In FY23, that's when it was approved for the infrastructure fund to support paying the bond payments for that earlier upgrades, large projects. So that was a one-time catch-up where the sewer fund was, their fund balance was drastically going down. So we went back all the years of those payments and put that money in. But you can see that in relation to all the other revenues, it's fairly consistent, and the ratios are pretty consistent across the board. This is a picture of the expenses for both of the water and sewer funds. Ironically, in these two funds, the highest is service and supplies, with salaries coming in a close second. In most of our other funds, salaries and benefits are higher, but because these funds and these systems require so much equipment, materials, and all of these things to keep them running day to day, that trends to be the higher object. In FY22, we also see that spike in capital outlay, and that again is the tail end of those capital projects that were taking place several years ago. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Water and Sewer 2025-2026 final budget as presented, and direct the Story County Comptroller to submit this budget to the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, and I'd like to remind you that all the budgets are back on the counter. If you can please sign those before you leave for the day, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 18, recess or reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action. Possible acceptance of a bid from Titan Electric for construction of a new traffic signal at Electric Avenue in Milan in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in the amount not to exceed $634,800 for base bid and 20% contingency. Mike?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects. Sealed bids were accepted for this project on May 8, 2025 at 2 p.m. We had two responsive bids. The low bid was from Titan Electrical in the amount of $529,000. Staff recommends a 20% contingency for this project for third-party programming and startup and for possible unforeseen issues. Total amount not to exceed would be $634,800. This project is partially funded by Tesla. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
None. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Mr. Sherman?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Mike, just for my own education, this is literally for one traffic signal, right? Big traffic light that's going up there?
Yeah, it'd be a full control of the intersection at Electric and Milan.
Gotcha. All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to accept a bid from Titan Electrical for construction of a new traffic signal at Electric Avenue and Milan Drive in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center in an amount not to exceed $634,800 for the base bid and a 20% contingency.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
Have a great day. On to item number 20, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the Story County Hazard Mitigation Plan 2025 update as prepared by emergency management staff. Adam?
Good morning. Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management. For the record, this is the hazard mitigation plan we are required by federal statute to update every 5 years. This was done in coordination with public input through surveys and regular meetings of our staff here, regional partners, and it's been approved by the review committee that worked on it, as well as the local emergency planning committee that reviewed it. And I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Adam. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Done. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I just have one comment, and I want to congratulate you, Adam. In addition to being excellent work on the plan, you have succeeded in exceeding the number of pages in the packet that even the comptroller has used for the final budget, which is quite a feat. So thank you.
That is a very large plan. And additionally, we did save the county about $180,000 by writing that between myself and Tristan. So that was a huge undertaking. As you mentioned, it's a large document.
Yeah, Well done to both of you guys. I know it's a long time coming, so thank you. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to proceed with approval and adoption of the 2025 Story County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Adam and Tristan. On to item number 21, discussion for possible action. Update discussion and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but never limited to Senate Bill 69, SB 78, AB 32. Bills supported or opposed by the Nevada Association of Counties, bills proposed by the governor and legislative leadership since the last board meeting, and bills shown in the attached spreadsheet showing past and current possible positions. Austin?
All right. Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Also with me is Alice Tanchek from Silver State Government Relations. We'll talk about this kind of between the two of us, but similar to last time, you have the chart there that shows all of the bills that this board has taken action on and given direction in the past. That is for you to review as well as provide any changes that you would like. I believe Mr. Tanchek has some updates on the status of some of those bills. As far as SB 69, our bill, that one did receive a due pass in the Assembly Committee of Revenue, and that one was a 10-1 vote, with Gallant voting no and the rest of them voting yes. It was amended, as we're aware, per the last commission meeting to give direction. The committee did accept those amendments, that being the one 10%, 10% on the GSA and the lead agency on the government services agreement negotiations and the language pertaining to the guardrails of the government services agreement. I'll give a little bit on Senate Bill 78. There's a letter that you have in front of you. The public has a copy as well. I had submit that to the Assembly Committee on Finance, as well as the Assembly Committee on Ways and Means. Actually, I take that to Senate on both of those, and to the Governor's Office, and then also sponsors of that bill, just reminding them the importance of removing the Comstock Historic District from that bill. They have acknowledged that that is still in there and that they're working very hard to get that out, and they're confident that it will be removed by the time this gets to the next House, but we're still watching it diligently. Senate Bill 116, the pay bill, that one also is due pass and moving forward. And then I'm going to pass it over to Alex. He may have some details he wants to share. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Austin. For the record, Alex Tanchek with Silver State Government Relations. To add on to SB 116, that is scheduled for a vote in the Assembly today, so we are watching that very closely. SB 69, as was mentioned, we are still awaiting the amendment to come out of LCB. At the moment, they are drafting it, and it's another one we're patiently waiting for. A couple other bills I had on my list. One correction I noticed on Austin's bill tracker is AB 64. This was the governor's Attorney General's open meeting law bill. After the bill had failed its first House passage deadline, the bill was granted a waiver and is now exempt from deadlines. There was an amendment to it from the chair of Assembly Government Affairs, which basically removed the language that would prohibit a public body from not accepting public comment relating to contested cases that appear before them. So that bill is still in the progress moving forward. We'll see what happens with that. Another bill to discuss is AB 66. This relates to adding an additional judge to the First District Court, which includes Carson City and Story County. This bill was heard in Assembly Ways and Means on Friday. The chair had specifically asked questions relating to potential impacts for fiscal impacts for Story County. We are working with County Manager Osborne to get some of that information to her, and we'll give it to her shortly. Last Friday was a deadline, and one of the bills not to make it out of that deadline was AB 81. This was the bill that would exempt Nevada from daylight savings time and place us on a permanent standard time. This bill failed without receiving a hearing in the Senate. The rail was discussed earlier. One bill that Story County has been watching is AB 256. This would establish a regional rail transit advisory working group that would study regional rail transit throughout the state. That is another bill that is scheduled for a vote in the Senate today. County payable mentions. The governor's housing bill was on Friday passed out of the Assembly Commerce and Labor Committee. There was a substantial amendment that was worked on between the governor's office and leadership in the Assembly. It is quite substantial, but it primarily related to rental assistance, contractor licensing requirements for some of those houses, and a reduction of the appropriation that the new attainable housing account would receive. The bill passed out of committee. Now it should go to the floor for its formal amendment and then be on to Ways and Means for further budget considerations. One bill that Story County voted to oppose last meeting was SB 180. This would increase the minimum insurance requirement for trucks and freights. This bill also failed the committee deadline last Friday, so this bill is failed. Finally, the last bill I wanted to talk about was SB 461. This is the governor's economic development bill. It was scheduled for a hearing in Senate Revenue last Thursday and was pulled from the agenda. At this point, we don't know when it's going to be heard, if at all, but we will keep you updated on that. And that is all that I have for you today.
Great. Thank you, Al.
Other than that, budget bills were introduced last night. Heard this morning, so session is winding down. There are about 300 hours left in session, but who's counting?
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, anything?
None. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I just had a question on one bill, and that's AB 66, which has to do with adding the court judge. Is that, I think we're at a neutral position. I'm just wondering if that's appropriate or if we should appropriately change that to a supporting position or where we're at.
Mr. Chairman, if you want, Austin Osborne for the record. I would ask in that case, I do believe that this county does support that, and we would change our position or note the position as supporting in that case.
I'm comfortable with that. It would just be adding a district court judge to our district that would likely be housed in Carson City for the most part. But
works for me. You can work that into the motion?
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
Is there any public comment? All right. Nothing else from you guys? Austin, Alex?
I don't have anything. Thank you. Right.
You ready to
present
a motion?
I, County Commissioner Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff and lobbyists to represent Story County on known BDRs, bills, and other potential legislation affecting Story County as follows: to continue the positions we have previously laid out on bills that are still active or may still be active, and to change our position on AB 66 from neutral to supporting.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate making the trip up. Moving right along to item number 22, this discussion for possible action. Approval of business license second readings, A through R. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
None, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I'm good.
Is there any public comment regarding the second readings? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 22 listed as A through R.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 23 is public comment. This is the second and final time public comment will be taken at this meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who has any public comment about anything? All right, not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number 24, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It's 11:10. We'll see you all the first week of June. Meeting is adjourned.